Started with today's episode, I want to give a trigger warning. We are going to be talking about some very dark subjects, and it will not be censored like it is on my YouTube channel. So just letting you guys know that, and let's get into the episode. Hey guys, what the fuck is up? It's Spilly, and welcome back to No Bleeps. I just have to say before we really get into this that I've been getting so many messages this week saying that you guys like the podcast and you guys have been listening to it. And honestly, anytime I get a comment on YouTube and people say that they're listening to the podcast or someone tweets me, it just like means the freaking world to me, because this is very different than me sitting down to do a video. Usually for a video, it's like quick and I like know my talking points, and this is kind of just me sitting here being like, oh my God, like, what are we going to talk about? And, you know, I come up with these topics and I do like little rants with you guys, but this is definitely a lot more open of a space for me to get to talk to you guys. So the fact that you like it, I cannot even believe it. And I'm just like so freaking grateful and thankful that you guys like it. But basically, there's a whole bunch of shit going on with Jeffree Star, and it's recent stuff. Stuff that has happened this year. Stuff that has happened just within the past couple of months. And I talked about it in a previous podcast episode, but there's been more stuff that has come out. And truthfully, a lot of people just don't even know what the fuck happened, because Jeffree is so good at kind of like hiding when there's actual serious stuff going on. There's always something that he's doing that is like covering it up, or there's just stupid drama that he is trying to kind of get in the way of the real legitimate things that people want him to address, and that he just won't. And this week, like, shit hit the fan, because there's nothing really hiding this new stuff that is coming out about him, and he is staying quiet about it, and it's not a good look for him. This year alone has been insane for Jeffree and for Shane, but truthfully, if Shane never got involved with Jeffree, I don't think his ass would have been called out at all this year. I really just don't think so, because I don't think anyone would have gone snooping down into his past if he wasn't involved with Jeffree Star. Because this year, the only reason why Jeffree really started to get called out was because there was this big cycle going on. There was this big series of things that Jeffree was doing that were getting people to look at him in a way that was like, dude, what the fuck? So obviously there was this stuff about Davi Vanity. If you guys don't know what the fuck I'm talking about, Jeffree knew this guy, Davi Vanity, and they used to go on tour together. When all of this was coming out, this was like right at the beginning of the year, honestly, Jeffree had tweets on his Twitter that basically said that he had seen, like, witnessed Davi Vanity hooking up with underage girls. And during all of this time, people were just like, wait. Jeffree actually is out here saying that he has seen with his own eyes Davi Vanity hooking up with underage girls and has done nothing about it. Like, dude, you could really use your platform and help people that are saying that this happened to them, that, you know, Davi Vanity did things to them when they were not of age. You could help them out. And Jeffree was just like, he came out and was like, you know, I never saw anything. I was just being, you know, dramatic and just trying to start drama. I really liked the drama back then, and I was just over exaggerating and just like saying crazy stuff. So that was literally strike one, honestly. People were like, what the fuck, dude? Who jokes about seeing that kind of stuff like for dramatic effect? Nobody in their right mind. That's freaking weird. So that was literally one. People were just like, did Davi Vanity and you have some sort of deal or something? Because the, like, we're really not understanding why you're not helping people out. But you literally said you witnessed it. But okay, if you never saw anything, then, you know, I guess you're just being dramatic. Like, people were just confused. Like, who jokes about that? But he went on Keemstar's Mom's Basement podcast, and they were talking to him about it. They were asking him about it because he said that he saw, and, you know, he denied. And during this podcast episode, Keemstar asked him about James Charles, and he was like, you call James Charles a predator. Is James Charles a predator? And he was like, Keem? Literally, he was just like that. He was like, basically saying like he couldn't answer the question. And he was just like, I did what I did. I called James Charles out. And he was like, we could go into the next room and you could listen to what I have on my phone. And you could tell me if you would have done the exact same thing that I did. And everyone was just like, whoa. Because last year, when Jeffree Star came out and was talking about James Charles, everyone was like, where's the proof? You can't call someone a predator and then just be like, oh, never mind. I take it back. I shouldn't have gotten involved. Whoop. Nope. Sorry. And so for the longest time, everyone's just been like, you just freaking called out James Charles. You had no proof. And then all of a sudden, he's like, I got something on my phone. Let's go listen to it. And all over again, it's just like, okay, so one, you're basically going around with this voice memo. You know, Blair White basically made a video and she said that it was a voice memo that Jeffree was sharing with people, that he was playing this audio for people. So Keemstar said that he never got to listen to what was on Jeffree's phone, but what he had on his phone was a voice memo. And apparently this voice memo was supposed to get people to think that James Charles was a predator. People were just like, you're going around with this voice memo of some alleged victim talking about their experience, and you are the one that is like parading it around in order to get people not to like James Charles. What? What is that? Like, does this person know that you're going around sharing it? Like, obviously they do now because you're so public to share this stuff. So public to be like, oh, hey, let's go into the next room and listen to this. Like, what? What is that? That's freaking weird. If you want to share it, share with someone that could actually help someone. I don't know. The whole thing was very sketchy. It was very weird. Like, the point of having some sort of like evidence should be to help. If they're saying they're a victim, it should be to help them. It should be literally only to help them, not to get other people to dislike your enemy. That is gross. You're not supposed to use what happened to someone else in order to better your image or to get other people to not like the same person that you don't like. Like, what is that? After this podcast, people were just like, what the hell? Like, what's going on, Jeffree? You got this shit on your phone. Are you like protecting James Charles by like not sharing it, or why are you sharing this? Like, people had a lot of questions. People were like, what is going on? And then there were videos of two people that were friends with Jeffree, or people that have worked with Jeffree in the past, coming out and talking about their experience working with him and how nasty and mean he is, and things that he would say about people, and talking bad about Trisha. And then, you know, lo and behold, Trisha comes out and actually confirms that Jeffree was like fat shaming her, talking about her skin, and they were not really friends anymore because of this entire situation, because Trisha found out that Jeffree was talking bad about her behind her back. And I mean, everything just seemed to go downhill, you know, because Jeffree was once again on this train of coming after James Charles and coming and attacking him. People were just kind of wondering what the freak was going on. And they started to investigate. They started to look at things a little bit deeper and wonder about Shane Dawson, because Shane Dawson was still friends with Jeffree, and people were just like, how are you supporting this? Like, do you see what he's doing? And Shane obviously snapped. Like, he posted that 4-page long essay about how, you know, he knew about Bi Sister and he didn't warn James, and that James needed a slice of humble pie and all of this stuff. He just sounded really angry towards James Charles, and people just gathered that at the end of the day, like, Jeffree and Shane kind of were working together in order to come for James Charles and working with Tati in order to get him called out as a predator. And still, people were just like, for what reason? Y'all don't have any lick of evidence. Y'all, what? You cannot say this and not provide the receipts. And it's just like, if someone doesn't want to come out with your story, that's not your story to tell. If you are not in the voice memo, Shane, Jeffree, Tati, y'all should have kept your mouths shut. If this person didn't want to come out, like, you speaking on their behalf, it wasn't good. It wasn't good. So that's kind of the situation and how we kind of got here. And what I mean by that is because people were looking so far within everyone's past, and honestly, Jeffree for once was not being looked at in the best light. People were kind of seeing that he was kind of mean, kind of not very nice. Like, obviously, Jeffrey has had a past way before this year, way before talking bad about James Charles. Everyone knew pretty much that he had a racist past and that he did really bad things, said really bad things. But the stuff that the insider articles have discovered is a whole other level that I did not know about. A lot of other people did not know about. And I certainly don't think that Jeffrey ever wanted to get out because of the way that he is responding to the situation. And by how hard Jeffrey has really tried to push that he is this changed person and that he is a better person now. I think because people were coming after Jeffrey and people were coming after Shane, people from Jeffrey's past felt more inclined that this was a time where they could actually come out and speak and be believed, because for a while there, Jeffrey was really popular and beloved and people liked him. I mean, for real, guys, like, I even freaking liked him. I didn't really know who he was until Shane did his series on him the first time. And I was like, oh my God, like, this is so funny. I love them together. Like, wow, look at them. And now I'm just like, I feel like I was fooled. Like, I was freaking fooled, honestly, by the series, by, like, how special Shane makes things seem when he's editing. And I bought into Jeffrey the changed person, and it's clear that's not the case here. Jeffrey still has shit that he is dealing with, and I just don't think that he is ready to address the past and move forward by the way that he is acting. And by the way that he responds to people about the situation, by the way that he blocks people about the situation, it's just immature. And if you did this shit, I don't know, you need to own up to it, I guess. But people started to come forward with things that happened with them and Jeffree Star in the past. And in this insider article that came out October 1st, 2020, Kat, a journalist and insider, wrote this article, and Jeffree Star blocked her on all forms of social media once this article came out, which a lot of people found very telling. The title of this article is "Jeffree Star Accusers Say the Makeup Mogul Has a History of Sexual Assault, Physical Violence, and Hush Money Offers." Now, there's a new article that came out this week that we are going to talk about that goes into further about this hush money. But in this article, there's a couple people that come out and talk about their experience with Jeffree Star, things that happened to them, things that they witnessed. And this includes Jeffree Star
allegedly
using a taser on people, waving a knife, like, scary shit. And also Gage Arthur, he plays a big part in this article. Gage Arthur, who met Jeffree Star when he was 17, they literally kissed when he was allegedly 17. There's a video of it because his roommate was a stick cam, like, famous, like, live streamer on stick cam, and there was, like, a video of him and Jeffrey kissing, and he's allegedly 17. And apparently his roommate could back up that statement for him that he was 17 in that video. Gage Arthur bounced between being homeless and, like, staying with friends for quite some time. And at one point in time, Jeffree Star invited him to live with him. And on the first night that they were supposed to live together, they went to a movie together with a couple of friends. And Jeffrey even has tweets up from when they went to this movie, the date and all this stuff, and he tags Gage Arthur in it. So I know he did go to this movie with him, and apparently Jeffrey was trying to, like, flirt with Gage, and he was, like, not giving into Jeffrey's advances. So Jeffrey got really upset and he left the movie theater, and in the parking lot allegedly tried to use a taser on him because he, like, rejected him. And then later that night, because he literally was homeless, had nowhere to go, Gage was going to be staying with Jeffrey. He says that Jeffrey gave him Ambien until he was intoxicated and forcibly performed oral on him without consent. That's what he told Insider, allegedly. Jeffree Star has denied, through his lawyers, has denied these statements and tried to say that Gage Arthur was just, like, not remembering the events of this correctly. So let me put that in there. Once again, Jeffree Star's lawyers are saying that is not the case. That's not what happened, and that Gage Arthur's not remembering this stuff correctly. Now, let me just say, four people who spoke with Insider said Star groped men around him without consent. Five people told Insider they personally saw Jeffree Star use a close-range stun gun or other tasing devices to hurt and intimidate people around him. I mean, like, Jesus Christ. Like I said, Jeffrey's attorneys denied allegations of physical and sexual violence and question the reliability of these sources. Yikes. So, this article was crazy, obviously. When it came out, though, it didn't really make a big impact because people didn't really know that it came out. And you know why people didn't know it came out? Because the moment it came out, Jeffrey was hanging out with this guy and he said that this guy robbed him. Like, Jeffrey had been hanging out with this guy and, yeah, I'm just going to call him his boyfriend, even though I don't even think they were dating. They were just like hooking up. Jeffrey was very public about the fact that they had been hooking up for a while, going to Wyoming together and all of this stuff. And he basically was being super shady and getting on his Instagram story and saying like, this guy stole from him and he took things from him and they're not together anymore. And people were more into Jeffrey's little drama tale of him and this guy's breakup, that it completely washed over this insider article, and people felt that Jeffrey did this strategically because there were fake Instagram accounts that came out of the guy that Jeffrey was hooking up with trying to like talk about Jeffrey and, you know, say all this crazy shit about being with Jeffrey. And a lot of people felt like Jeffrey had maybe made those accounts to cause a distraction from this insider article so that people didn't question him, because he never talked about this article. He never addressed it at all. Never, ever, ever. And truthfully, that's when I really saw that Jeffrey was pulling away from social media. Like, he was really not getting on YouTube anymore. And every time he got on, it was really just to promote a palette or some sort of launch that he was doing. And people started to feel like it wasn't genuine. And they were really criticizing him for only coming onto YouTube for these launches. But it was truly when this article came out that people started to get on Jeffrey about not being super genuine anymore. I think that he has been called out for so much shit this year that he just like doesn't even know how to address his fan base and like be real. I don't know. I just feel like he always had been in the past what seemed to be like super honest and open about his life and like things that were going on in his videos. And now he suddenly can't, because it could like probably get him legally in trouble if he actually like addressed them or talked about them. But yeah, I don't know. Maybe that's why he's like not making videos anymore, because he just like genuinely doesn't have things to talk about when he's actually doing his makeup other than like his business and new launches and things like that. Basically, in this insider article, once all that stuff was said and Insider had talked to Gage Arthur and a bunch of other people, they actually found out that a few days after they had reached out to Jeffrey's lawyers for comment on things that had been said to Insider by Gage Arthur and a bunch of other people that they interviewed on the record, that Gage Arthur was actually going around to other people that had been interviewed and saying, allegedly, he was allegedly saying this to people, that if they told Insider that they were not going to give a statement or they were taking their statements back, that they could probably get some money from Jeffrey and that he had gotten a deal. So let me say that again. After Insider reached out to Jeffrey's lawyers, all of a sudden, Gage Arthur was coming to them saying, I don't remember things correctly. I'm going to take my statement back. And someone decided they weren't going to be bought. So they shared messages with Insider that they got from Gage Arthur saying that if they did the same thing, if they took their statements back, they could get money for that. So the message actually read, the events I discussed with Business Insider were from many years ago. I'm not sure I'm remembering things correctly, and I may have misinterpreted things. I've decided to retract my communications to Business Insider and told them they don't have authority to publish anything I discussed with them. To resolve all of this, Jeffree Star has agreed to pay you $10,000 if you choose to do the same. Send a number and I'll send it over if you want. So this was allegedly what Gage Arthur was sending around to other people. And like I said, one person did not want to be bought. And they shared this information with Insider. So Insider then, you know, obviously in the title, it says hush money offers. They believe that Jeffrey was possibly giving people money in order to take their statements back, so this information did not get out and that he didn't look bad. And this was honestly the only piece of evidence that they had about possible hush money offers up until this fucking week. Okay? So a new article came out. Jeffree Star's sexual assault accuser was paid $45,000 by a Jeffree Star Cosmetics executive, leaked documents say. So this week, shit hit the fan because this website, Sticky Drama, an online gossip blog, basically tweeted out that they have the receipts. They said that they have these receipts, and it was a very watermarked photo of a Bank of America cashier's check made out to Andrew Arthur. That's Gage Arthur, but he goes by his middle name, Gage. His first name is Andrew. It's a check for $45,000, and it was written out by Scott C. Andrew. And they say that Scott C. Andrews, a man with the same name as the chief financial officer of Jeffree Star Cosmetics, Jeffree Star's makeup and merchandise company. In 2017, California state records for the company list Scott Christopher Andrews as the CFO. Apparently, Andrews did not respond to insiders' request for comment about this check, but basically they're saying that the person that's name is on this check is the same name of the person that is the CFO for Jeffree Star Cosmetics. So that's freaking interesting. Suspicious. Anyways, this photo was going around along with a portion of what looks to be a contract, and it says settlement payment. Within 2 business days of signing this agreement, Mr. Arthur shall be paid $25,000. If Business Insider does not publish the article about Mr. Star within 3 months of the effective date, Mr. Arthur shall receive an additional $25,000. Anthony Vanity and Donnie Artaud have also retracted their statements to Business Insider. Mr. Arthur shall receive an additional $10,000 for contacting each of Mr. Vanity and Ms. Artaud for a total of an additional $20,000. So basically what this contract is supposedly saying is that, you know, these are the terms in which he would have to abide by in order to get money from Jeffree Star. So he would have to take back his statement from Business Insider. Happened. He told them he wanted to take his statement back. And also, if he reached out to other people, it seemed like he would also get way more money. Now, I have to say, allegedly, this is all alleged, that this is real and that this is a real check and that these are the real statements. Although Jeffree Star did not comment on this at all, and his lawyers did not comment on this situation at all. And you guys, every single freaking time that shit hits the fan with Jeffree, Keemstar reaches out to Jeffree, and you know what? Jeffree, like, always gives him a response. Like, when this Insider article came out, apparently Keemstar had texted Jeffree, and Jeffree was like, I'm gonna sue everyone. But when Keemstar texted him about this, Jeffree did not text him back, which is crazy because he's, like, always texting Keemstar back, and Keemstar has typically in the past taken Jeffree's side and, like, made him look really good and obviously, like, had him on his podcast, and they have this relationship. So for him not to text Keemstar back was a big deal, and for Keemstar to say what he said in his video, it basically was just kind of like, Jeffree, like, you don't look good, and even Keemstar is saying that you don't look good right now. And that's what people are saying is quite telling. Now, Business Insider was able to basically confirm through Bank of America's merchant check verification system that the account number on the check belonged to one of its tellers, and apparently that this check shows, you know, $45,000, and it was paid out to Arthur on September 28th, and it was just 4 days after Arthur wrote Insider telling them that he was going to take his statement back, that this check was written to him. 4 days after he took his statement back from Insider, he got this check, apparently. And they were able to get a better photo of the check without all the watermarks on it. And apparently there's, like, a photo of the settlement agreement, like, just a portion of the settlement agreement where they have the signatures, and it is Jeffree Star's signature on it. It's not the full document, so I can't say for sure if this is, like, real. Obviously, you know, for legal reasons, I don't know if it's real, but
Jeffree's signature is allegedly on this paperwork, having signed off on this big agreement to pay Gage Arthur this amount of money in exchange for all of these tasks being completed by him and all the terms for how he was going to get the money. And just, it's insane. And there was, like, a bigger document that has been released onto Twitter of, like, all of the pages of this, but I'm really not sure if that is 100% true. The signature portion is on its own page, so it's, like, 3 pages long. The two are, like, 2 first pages are, like, the terms, and then the last page is the signature. So, you know, like I said, it's not attached to anything. I can't really confirm. if it's real, but a lot of people are just like, yikes.
This shit is just insane. It's like honestly crazy to hear that this is like a possibility. And, you know, a lot of people really are believing this, that this shit is real. Because obviously there's a lot of things that seem to back it up, but, you know, I can't say for sure. But it's just like kind of sickening that Jeffrey might have paid someone money to not share what happened to them by Jeffree Star. And, you know, a lot of people are just kind of saying, if you are innocent, why are you paying people to stay silent? That's suspicious, you know? Like, if you have nothing to hide, if all of this is bullshit, if none of this is true, why not let them freaking publish it and come out and be like, y'all, this is some bullshit. But the fact that he is paying $45,000 and, you know, he's staying silent, it's very unlike Jeffrey. Jeffrey is very quick to be like, people are talking about me, this is bullshit, that's bullshit. But this is not normal Jeffrey behavior when we're talking about everyday drama. This is a different type of behavior that he is having when this stuff is being released. And that is silence. That is just, I don't know what to even say about that. It's odd behavior for Jeffrey, and it doesn't look good. It just doesn't look good. And the crazy thing is, you know, I made a video, it obviously had to be censored, but there are people that are just like, why would you just accept $45,000? And it's like, okay, well, did you read the article? This person was once homeless. I don't know if he's currently homeless, if he's still in the same financial state that he was back then, but $45,000 is a lot of money for people. That's a lot of money. That's more than some people make in an entire year. So to get a check for $45,000 and, you know, a lot of people don't want to endure going and taking this to court, getting a lawyer, enduring, you know, a trial or anything like that. That's expensive. And I understand that people do it, but some people honestly don't want to go through that. And I think that there's money on the table. I cannot blame someone for taking that money if it's being presented to them and they're in a really bad situation. It's just very strange, you know, that Jeffrey is doing all of this because he's a freaking public figure. You don't think this shit's gonna get out? You don't think it's gonna get out? I don't freaking even know what to say. It's crazy. You know, there's more stuff that kind of just keeps coming out about this and Jeffrey, and I was hearing little buzzes of possibly in this, like, his lawyers left out some portion of the NDA that kind of dismisses the NDA, but I don't know if that's true, you guys. I can't believe this shit is fucking real and this is happening, and that Jeffree Star is as big as he is and that he makes as much money as he is. It's also very complicated because he runs a business and there's a bunch of freaking employees that work for him, and I don't want anything bad to happen to his employees, but it's like, I don't know what to even make of the situation. Like, what do you do? Like, how do you navigate this one? Like, what does he say about it? That's what makes this shit so difficult. I don't know. That's just me being honest here, because I obviously have to think there's people that work for him and make money from him, but he does shit like this, and it's just like, what the fuck? You're not making your employees look good at that point, and you're really messing shit up for them too when you handle situations like this poorly. It's just a shit show for real, you guys. Like, I can't even fathom this. But that's pretty much the extent of what has been going on up until this point, that Jeffrey has remained silent on this topic. And yeah, I mean, there's not much else that has happened. I don't think there's going to be anything that really is said by Jeffrey. I don't think he's going to address this at all. But he did come out with like a giveaway, like a Jeffree Star Cosmetics 12 days giveaways that he's doing, which people thought was kind of a distraction from this. But he's not being very loud about it. So I think he's just genuinely like, I don't know what to do. I can't believe this got out. I think that's what he's thinking. But this has been a very crazy, kind of a dark episode. So I'm gonna leave like holiday questions that I have out of this one because it just does not freaking feel right. But I love you guys so much. Thank you for listening to this podcast episode and for sitting through this crazy roller coaster ride that is this Jeffree Star timeline from this year. Can you believe all this shit happened this year? I can't. But I want to say love you guys so much. I hope you guys are staying safe in your lives. And I love you. I love you. And I will talk to you in the next episode. Bye, guys.